Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Stone fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stone. Fox goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sorel moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to third. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Greenberg. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sorel strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Cochran moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Hayworth and over to Owen, who tags Cochran for the out. Higgins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Fox reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg scores. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Billy Real pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to second. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to third. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.